Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nick Culp. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Buckeye. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Garland Buckeye. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Arlie Tarbert. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Red Rawlings. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rawlings fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rothrock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman takes first base on ball four. Rawlings moves to second. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden strikes out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp hits a fly ball into right field. Tarbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rothrock fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reagan bunts in front of the plate. Autry fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to second. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Tarbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Tarbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rawlings takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rawlings moves to second. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden hits a ball on the ground that hits Rawlings. Rawlings is out and McFadden is safe at first. There goes Rawlings trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rawlings fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 1 in the game. Autry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flagstad hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kulop. Flagstad reaches second base with a double. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flagstad moves to third. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Flagstad scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2 to nothing, Red Sox. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Tarbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shaner moves to third. Tarbert moves to second. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rawlings strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Kulop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kulop is 0 for 1 in the game. Kulop hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lutsk hits a pop-up towards first. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckeye hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Buckeye moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buckeye moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McFadden hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kulop. McFadden reaches second base with a double. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-3 in the game. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Kulop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Flagstad takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rawlings settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Rawlings. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0-for-2 in the game. Autry hits a pop-up beyond second. Reagan can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Nick Kulop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kulop is 0-for-2 in the game. Kulop hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tarbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rawlings hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tarbert moves to second. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tarbert scores. Rawlings moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McFadden hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch pinch hits for Jack Rothrock. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a fly ball into center field. Kulop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Tote now playing first base. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lutsk strikes out. One out. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Garland Buckeye. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Tarbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Grant now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Grant, and towards Fonseca, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-3 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.